The sun's getting pretty low, but I could probably get to the river in time to get the tent up. Okay, here we are. Oh, hey, you're the only other person I've seen on this trail. It's nice to see, well, anyone, really. Have you been here a long time? I didn't see you ahead of me. Oh, you came from the other way. Right. I'll be going that way tomorrow. What's your name? Cool. I'm Allie. Nice to meet you. Me? Well, I was actually thinking of stopping here and setting up camp for the night. And by the looks of it, you should probably call it a day too. You look exhausted. Do you want some water? Here. Yeah. Drink up. We can build a fire and boil some more later. Come on, set your backpack down. We should get these tents up before the sun sets all the way. Is this your first time on this trail? It's your first time hiking at all. Wow, you sure didn't pick an easy one to start with, especially all on your own. No wonder you look so tired. It's okay. I think it's cool that you're trying out something new. And it looks like you came well prepared, which is good. This actually isn't a bad place to set up camp, you know? The ground's nice and flat, and the dirt's soft enough to drive the stakes in. And I think I've lost you. Do you know how to pitch a tent? Okay, that's no problem. Just watch how I do it. It's really not that hard. My tent's a little bigger than yours, because I like being able to stand inside. But it's the same basic principles. Just gotta lay the tent out. Make sure you have everything you need. Connect the poles together, feed them through the body, raise it up. Now we gotta use the rope to set up the guy lines. In case it gets windy tonight, tie the end securely to some stakes and just hammer them into the ground. There. Easy. Now you try. It's okay. Don't get frustrated. Sweetheart, calm down. You can do this. Breathe. And try and work those poles through again. Good girl. Look at you. Now bring the whole thing up. Good job! That's looking great already. I'm impressed. Now for the guy lines. Oh, shit. Sorry. I didn't really show you the knot. Huh? Here. Let me get behind you. Put my hands on yours. Is this okay? Okay. I'll keep going. Let me guide your fingers. You want to bring this end over here. Loop it like this. Go over the whole thing again. Pull it through. Tighter now. You have to make sure it's secure. There we go. Good girl. You're breathing pretty hard. Are you okay? Yeah? Can you take this and hammer in the stake? Or do you want me to show you how to do that too? Fine. The trick is quick, strong motions. Until pretty much the knot is above the ground, I'll just put my other arm around your waist to balance myself. Right here. Just like that. Did you get all that? Think you can set up the rest of them while I gather up some wood for the fire? Okay, I'll be back in a bit. Oh, look at that. You did it, sweetheart. Good job. I'm very proud. You want to get in the river and clean yourself up while it's still light out? I won't look. Promise. All right, I'll get the fire started. You do what you gotta do. Okay, that's the fire done. How's she doing? God. Wow. She was already hot before, but that body's fucking gorgeous. Just want to rip that underwear off her.
After spending hours in the club talking and dancing with Vanessa, Rich was zooming down the FDR Drive, with one hand on the wheel of his BMW and his other hand planted deep within Vanessa's fro as she slurped all 10 inches of his rock-hard dick. She massaged the shaft while her lips and tongue worked the head. She was taking Rich to a new level. He could feel his whole entire body radiating. Vanessa began gently rubbing Rich's balls. She looked up at him. Rich nodded, peeping at her, but trying to keep his eyes on the dark expressway ahead of him, while keeping his foot steady. Vanessa ran her tongue around the head of his dick, and then down and up the length of his. She went back at it, Rich's foot went down on the gas. Damn, girl. Before he knew it, he was pushing 90 in the Beamer, and sirens were flashing behind him. Fuck! He barked.
Get your hands away. I don't want you to touch me yet. I don't care if you can see my bulge growing through my pants. Hands at your sides while I'm talking to you. Good girl. Thighs apart. Let me see how needy you really are. Oh, look at that. Your underwear's so soaked, my fingers are already coated in your wetness. From me barely running them over these dirty, wet, ruined little panties. It would be so easy, wouldn't it, just to slip my fingers under this thin fabric and all the way into your pussy. No resistance at all. So thirsty for my touch. Now, get off the desk. You don't get to sit down for this. Just lean back. I want to see your legs shake as they try and support you while I pound my fingers in and out of this tight pussy.
Oh, all right. That was good. Now, off you trot, back to your dorms. What? You thought I was going to bring you back to my place? Are you crazy? Even if I didn't have a mountain of papers to grade and lectures to plan, which I do, do you understand what it would mean if anyone saw you leave campus in my car? I told you, I'm not getting fired for you. Your shirt? Oh, right. Guess that would be an issue. Here, take my jacket. Just wrap yourself up in it. Hopefully you can reach your dorms before you get too cold. Now, as for these, even though they're covered in wetness and your cum and so much fucking spit, even though these are the most disgusting pair of panties I've ever seen, I'm keeping them. As a souvenir of sorts.
Good little slut. Come for me now. Show sir how good he makes you feel and come all over his cock. I want to feel your cunt fucking throb around me. That's it. Don't hold back anymore. You can come for me. Do it. Oh my god, slut. You're clamping around my cock so fucking tight. You're gonna make me come too. Oh fuck. Yes, oh my fucking god, yes. Feel my cum fucking spurt into you like that. Keep coming. I want you to milk every drop of my cum from my balls.
Just because you have a pretty face, that doesn't mean I'm not willing to slap it if you disobey me. Answer the question. Yes, what? Oh, honey, I'm not your professor anymore. Not with the things you're making me do to you. From now on, I am your sir. So let me ask you again. Does sir ignoring you when you're needy get you horny?
Imagine my surprise when I open it up to see you in red lacy lingerie on your knees, holding your mouth open so spit drools down your tits, looking for all the world like a common street tart. Get your hands away from me. I don't want you to touch me yet. I don't care if you can see my bulge growing through my pants. Hands at your sides while I'm talking to you. Good girl. Thighs apart. Let me see how needy you really are. Oh, look at that. Your underwear so soaked, my fingers already coated in your wetness, from me barely running them over these dirty, wet, ruined little panties. It would be so easy, wouldn't it, to just slip my fingers under this thin fabric and all the way into your pussy.
Just because you have a pretty face doesn't mean I'm not willing to slap it if you disobey me. Answer the question. Guess what? I'm not your professor anymore. Not with the things you're making me do to you. From now on, I'm your sir. So let me ask you again. Does sir ignoring you when you're so needy get you horny? Good girl. You say yes, sir. The question I have for you now, the thing I wanted to clarify with you is, if you behave like a slut and you send me pictures of yourself like a slut, what does that make you again? Louder. Say it. Say. Makes you dirty, my dirty little slut. Try it again. Didn't we establish that I'm your sir? Good girl. You're a sir's dirty little slut, aren't you? That's why you're moaning so loud.
...of the semester. I would have, even without all of that. I mean, you're fucking gorgeous. And your grades are truly impressive.
Hiking. Honey! The sun's getting pretty low, but I could probably get to the river in time to get the tin up. Okay, here we are. Oh, hey! You're the only other person I've seen on this trail. It's nice to see, well, anyone really. Have you been here a long time?
The sun's getting pretty low, but I could probably get to the river in time to get the tent up. Okay, here we are. Oh, hey, you're the only other person I've seen on this trail. It's nice to see you. Well, anyone, really. Have you been here a long time? I didn't see you ahead of me. Oh, you came from the other way. Right. Yeah, I'll be going that way tomorrow.
Kinesthetic learning. Come here. Give sir a kiss. You've been waiting for that, huh? Kisses are earned, sweetheart. Especially when your face is as messy as it is right now.
Have a phone you love? Want to make it better? Join Verizon and get our ultra-fast 5G ultra-wide band.
You sound desperate not to get punished, but not desperate enough. Say please some more. Convince me. Convince sir that he should grant you some mercy. I do love when whores grove. Fine, I'll cut your punishment in half if I get to fuck you. What's the catch? Clever girl, you never miss a beat, do you? The catch is that you can't come. I'll fuck you as hard and as fast as I possibly can, pounding to this tight pussy that's like all you wanted for so long, and all the while bruising your sorry ass cheeks, and you can come at all.
Get your hands away. I don't want you to touch me yet. I don't care if you can see my bulge growing through my pants. Hands at your side while I'm talking to you. Good girl.
Oh no. Now your panties all wet with dirty girl juice in my pre-cum. I just have to slip them off for you. God, princess, these are soaked. Open your mouth. Push it all the way in there, nice and deep. Can you taste yourself? Yeah. Now you can taste my cock and your pussy on your tongue while I fucking destroy you.